Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. It's Friday, so I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend planned. You know, I was talking to about a week ago on a Friday, and I was thinking, you know, regardless of what your schedule is, and some people work on the weekends or, you know, 4 days on, 3 days off sort of thing. So Fridays, a lot of them, Fridays aren't the end of the week for a lot of people, but it feels like Fridays are still very special. I don't know if you feel that way, that Fridays are just something about Friday afternoons, just like, I'm going to relax. Even when I worked on Saturdays, Friday afternoons are okay. So it's Friday. Hope everybody's having a great time, has some great plans this weekend. The show today is about happiness. One of my favorite things, happiness. You know, happiness is an internal process, isn't it? Other people can influence you to be unhappy and to some degree to be happy. Now, I'm just letting spirit kind of wander through my brain on this one, but and I believe this, that if you want to be happy, you know, so it's an internal process. It's not an external. I see I have a caller, and I'll be with you in a minute. Let me give you the article that kind of set up the concept for the show today about happiness and how to get there and questions about happiness. Not necessarily how to be happy, but maybe it's how to change the programming, the state that you're in, and get out of the negativity so that you can be happy, if there is such a look at it that way, right? Okay, so this is one of the Abraham quotes from the Abraham material in 2003, Abraham being a group of non-physical entities that present their material through Esther Hicks, the Abraham Hicks material. Remember The Secret and all that stuff. So this is Abraham, the group. Okay, we are really advocates of just getting as happy as you can be, which takes care of everything. I love that. Which takes care of everything. Even if you don't have reason to be happy, make it up. Fantasize it. Make a decision that you're going to be happy one way or another, no matter what. See, it's a matter of choice. You can be sad or you can be happy. Now, some people say, well, there's so much on my head, I can't be happy. Yes, you can. You really can. So going on with Abraham's thing, no matter what, I'm going to be happy. If I have to ignore everybody, if I have to never watch television again, if I have to never pick up a newspaper again, I'm going to be happy. If I never have to see that person's face again, I'm going to be happy. If I have to see that other person's face, I'm going to find something to see in that person's face that makes me happy. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy. So that set up the concept for the show today is about being happy. You know, not letting other things in the world remove you from being happy. Because our natural state is to be happy. You watch kids, you know, the reason kids aren't happy is because they're hungry or they need to sleep or they're wet. You know, babies especially, because I have a 3-month-old granddaughter, almost 4 months. And for the most part, she's really happy. But, you know, got hungry, so that internal condition says, oh, you're not happy, you need some food. Or that internal condition says, you're tired, you need to get some sleep, and then you can get back to being happy. So, saying all that, I'm going to take a call or two, whoever comes on, and I have some articles. I'm going to twist and turn around a little bit based on these articles on 5 signs your marriage isn't making you happy. I thought that was kind of an appropriate article. You know, if you're in a state like that, and if your marriage is keeping you from being that natural state of happy, then you need to look at that and go, okay, then 5 ways to stop attracting toxic people. And that's basically, I'm never going to look at this person or this type of person again, like Abraham would say, right? And then 6 ways to love someone who's flawed. We may get to that one, and we may not. And 6 ways to overcome a bad day, because a bad day keeps you from being happy. You get into a state. Tony Robbins talked about being in state, an emotional state, which doesn't allow your happiness. So you don't necessarily need to get happiness from other people. It's your natural state of being. What you need to look at is what's keeping me from being happy. Am I tired? Am I hungry? You know, what a blah. Is that you know, I'm watching too much television. The news is kind of depressing me. Well, that's not happy state, is it? So let me take a couple calls and we'll get more into happy. It's all about being happy. Happiness. Happiness and love. Being in the state of love makes you, it helps you to be happy. Love of yourself, love of your family, love of some significant other. People who are in love generally are very happy, right? So if you're in love with something, you know, love of your dog, love of your cat, love of some act. Love is kind of the ingredient, the big mixture that goes into happy, isn't it? Okay, so let me take a call. I got a 111 and a 303. So let's see if you got a, see if I can twist whatever your question is about being happy. Hello? Are you there?
Hi, George. Hi, George.
Hi, who's this?
He said, I'm in a lobby somewhere, so I have to be kind of quiet.
Oh, okay. Hopefully I can hear you. Yvette, you said?
That's okay. Yeah, I'm good. Is this okay?
You're good? Are you happy?
Okay. I feel like aspects of my life is happy or getting happier. Just wanting more happiness, to be like happy with my choice of employment. You know what I mean? That type of thing that is on that path.
Right. And so you're, as I said before, our natural state is being happy. It's the stuff that goes on in our lives that distracts from our happy. It's like, you know, like a child. It's like, I'm hungry. You know, that's going to keep you from being happy. But if you're around toxic people, or if you're in a toxic job, or if your job is just draining you, or you're not being able to do who you are, then the job will do that too. It'll keep you from being happy. But it's usually people more than the job.
True.
It's because I talk to a lot of people over the time, and it goes, I need to change a job. Is it the work that you do, the activities you do, or is it the people you're around? And it's, I would say 80% of the time it's the people.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with executing my job. I actually find pleasure in doing that. Is exactly what you said. It's either the person, people, the boss, just, you know, stuff like that. At the end of your
the
skin.
Boss, yeah, the boss, right? Yeah, the boss. So how can I help you, or can I help you, or you just needed to express yourself
I'm
today?
I'm actually getting on the, hitting the pavement, hopefully by next week, just starting to get the resume in order and look for a, I guess my career choice right now is going to be nanny work. I had a job that was on the table, but it kind of, it's off the table right now. So I'm not sure if it's ever going to be back on the table. It was kind of ideal for me, kind of. But I just want to know what energies look like for me getting something optimal.
Okay, well, let me start this whole thing. And I approach this from a different thing, from a law of attraction kind of principle of that the God or universe or whatever it is always has something for you. You've been asking for something, right? And the reason you don't have it is, A, it's not a good fit, because the universe is saying this is not a good fit for you. Your soul is saying, nah, you shouldn't do this, even though you think you need to do it. Or there's a timing delay, or you're holding back, or it's just, yeah. So, yes, absolutely, you'll get a job. Absolutely, positively, before Halloween is what I hear. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
I'll take it.
Now, let me give you the other part of that, okay? The other part of that is when most people ask, well, it didn't happen. I didn't get the job. What's wrong? It's not usually that the universe or God or whoever you call it is not providing it for you. You're doing something that's getting in the way, and you're putting up resistance. But I'm hearing for you, I don't feel a lot of resistance on your part. Okay.
Not anymore.
I don't feel a lot of, oh, I'm not worthy of this, and I'm all negative and all that stuff, right? Now, you know,
right,
I'm a pretty positive
you.
Person.
Yeah,
yeah, you're in a good place. You're not out of work necessarily.
Kind of,
you just want to move up the ladder a little bit, pleasure-wise, right?
Yeah.
Job-wise.
Yes.
Yeah, I still get, they keep saying October, okay? They keep saying October.
Okay.
So it looks good for you. Just hang in
Thank
there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But it's
I
not
will.
Exactly
Thanks.
It's not exactly what you wanted, but it's better.
I'll take it.
It's not exactly what you've been looking at, but it's better.
I'll
And I would say that you need to dust off some of your skill set.
Okay.
Look at your skill set, because you have certain skills of communication that you need to dust off, and it might be writing.
You're accurate.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
So hone in on your writing a little bit and communicating in a written form, not just verbally.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what this is, and I don't know why I'm talking about this for you, but that's what I get. So look at that, okay?
Thank you. Yep, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Have some fun.
Thanks.
Be happy. Okay, so be happy. Okay, I put her on hold, and there's another caller too, but they went away. They don't like, people don't want to talk about being happy, right? So I'm going to get into some articles because, yeah, unless you got questions. Oh, chat room people, we're kind of limited today. Oh, I got to mention a little bit of a commercial, and for those who are listening to the show and listen to the archive show, version of the show, I try to keep the readings and whatever I do with people here rather short, but if you need an extended discussion with me, you can go to my website, and we can arrange a time, and the prices are rather reasonable, and also if you're at my website, which is listed in my Blog Talk page, and so also it's my Facebook page if you're interested in that, so they're also listed on my Blog Talk page, you can contact me, or you can make a donation if you're so inclined. And I'm also working on a new project, which is called The Messenger. It's an online magazine called the Messenger.info. And I'm taking it over. Some people have been doing it for years now. And I think starting from scratch would have been a whole lot better than taking it over, because it's not a familiar program that I'm familiar with. It's a management content management system, which is called Joomla, and there's WordPress and some other ones. And I'm kind of a real cut and paste kind of guy, and this is so different for me than the cut and paste system. So it's been fun to get it to where I want it to be, and it's an ongoing process. But if you go there, you'll see what it looks like right now, and I'm going to make some changes. And I'm going to introduce some new articles and some new people to put articles on it and do some blogging myself on it. So just all that kinds of fun stuff, you know. And right now they put it out every couple months, but I'm just going to have this ongoing, more like a newspaper than a magazine that comes out every once in a while, if that makes sense. Because it's about spirituality, but it's about healthy living. It's about all that sort of thing. And now they have like tons of stuff on there. But if you want to read it, it's themessenger.info. Not .com, but .info. Info if you want to go read something and read some of the current articles. Because I'm going to start shrinking it. There's a lot of content right now. But I'm going to add to it. I'm going to go off into a little different direction. And some fun stuff. It's all about being happy. Okay, so no comments, no questions, no callers at this point. And, you know, I do traditional readings, and that's what I do here, is I do traditional readings, a psychic thing, you know, intuitive, I'm an empath, I talk to dead people, I read your past lives, all with the intent of helping you to get into a better place, all with the intention of showing you what you've already put out there for yourself. Because I'm a law of attraction person, and it really is all about, you've been asking God or the universe or spirit or higher self, I want this. I want a new job. I want a new boyfriend. It's out there. I really, truly believe in my heart that when you ask for something, ask and it is given, according to the Abraham material. And that goes back to, even Jesus talked about that sort of thing, you know. Great teachers from the past talked about that sort of thing. Yeah, that when we put it out there, we will be given it. And what it keeps us from getting it is usually us and not the universe, not God. We're the ones that get in the way of getting what we want. So my readings are about, okay, it's here. This is kind of about what's going to happen in your life. And this is kind of what you're going to look like. But then the other side of the coin is, this is what you need to do to get there. Okay? This is what you need. This is what changes you may have to make to be in alignment. Environment, and vibrational environment and okay, let me start all over. Ooh, that one didn't work. Vibrational alignment with what you want. If you want a job, you have to be in vibrational alignment with what you want. You have to be vibrating. You know, your vibrational field has to be the same vibrational field of the job you want. If you want a relationship, your vibrational field has to be the same as having a relationship. No, that's not, you know, and how do I explain that? That's a tough one, right? Well, there has to be no doubt, no fear about getting that. No doubt, no fear that you're going to have a relationship. You have to believe that this is the kind of thing I want to be in, and then you have to be in alignment with that. Okay? If you're feeling that, oh, the person out there that I want, they're superior to me, or they're, you know, I'm a 6 and they're a 10. Well, yeah, you're not in alignment with that. But if you're confident and you're looking for a 10 in your life, be a 10, attitude-wise. Be a 10. Present yourself as a 10. Do whatever it takes to be a 10 if you want a 10. If you want a 6, be a 6, right? So that's kind of an interesting thing, and I use that 1 to 10, 0 to 10 thing just as an example of being in vibrational match to what you want, right? And when you get to that vibrational place, then the universe will speed it up. You know, it's like in the now, right now, boom, done. And it's a challenge. And what I've been challenging people all week about is this idea of if you want something and you don't know how it's going to come and you don't know when it's going to come and you're fretting about it and you're worrying about your problems, I use the illustration of driving in a car. You're in a car, you're driving along, and your ambition or goal is to get to a certain place, a relationship, a job, money, whatever it is, using the illustration of driving in a car headed that direction, and you're kind of wandering around and you're not really getting there and you don't have a direct aim at what you want, I would say get in the passenger seat, turn the wheel over to God or the universe, get out of the way, get in the passenger seat, get your map out and say, this is where I want to go in my life, this is where I want to go, this is my goal, this is where I want to go, now you take me there. And I'm going to go have some fun. I'm going to play with my Game Boy. I'm going to listen to CDs or you know, listen to my iPad or my iPod and just listen to music. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to play with something. I'm going to do something fun. And I'm going to give the wheel to you. And you take it over and you have fun. So that's cool. So, yes, you can get anything you want, going back to this analogy. You can get anything you want, but you have to be in alignment with it, but also you need to turn it over. Let God take you there. Let the universe take you there, your higher self, okay? So we have a question here. I would say that anybody's asking for a date on something and it's starting on a certain day, that the only reason it's not starting on that date is your fear of it not starting on that date. You're putting up resistance to it not starting. Okay, so why not? Why would it start later than that unless you put resistance up and you put the energy out that I'm not ready for it? So be ready. Just be ready. Assume it's going to start on that date. There's no reason why it shouldn't unless you put up the energy that says, no, I don't want it started then. If you put up the resistance, I'm not ready, I'm afraid of doing it, blah, 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 I'm intimidated by it, whatever it is, just be ready. You know, and you have to do little things like following up and be positive about it and excited about it and alignment and a vibrational alignment with starting on that date. It'll start. Why not? I hope that answers your question. Going into a lot more detail than yes or no. Yeah, will it start or will it be delayed? Well, no, it won't be delayed. But that really is up to you. The vibration you're putting out from now to then could cause it to be delayed. You could influence it. But from the other point of view, the other side of the coin, the other person involved, they're ready. You just be ready. Does that make sense? It really comes back to you versus them. Okay, so articles, any other questions, any comments, any thoughts? So we're going to back to my challenge. So I'd say anybody that I would challenge anybody who's listening or listening to the archive version of the show, challenge yourself. 48 hours, I'm going to turn over the wheel. I'm going to give it to God or the universe or my higher self. I'm just going to have some fun. I'm going to be happy. I'm not going to feel negative about life. I'm not going to let negativity come in about what I want or doubt or question. I'm going to distract myself and have some fun, enjoy life, let my natural happiness come out, and let God take me there for the next 48 hours by Monday. Put a challenge out there to yourself. Okay, I want this. It may be something simple because, you know, moving to far off reaches, moving to Tahiti may take more than 48 hours, right? Moving to Tahiti might be take more than 48 hours. But if it's a reasonable request that the universe can just drop it in your lap now, boom, done. Why not, right? But as I tell myself all the time, and as I started doing this practice, I tell myself is let go of the wheel. Just let go. Don't hang on to the wheel. Don't try to steer while God's steering. Don't steer while God's saying. So I would say if somebody else is saying, oh, they need some time, visualize the time. Visualize it. Visualize the start. Visualize it. Put that energy out. This is the date. Visualize it. Visualize it. Put the energy out there. And you can't control other people, of course. You obviously, but you can influence the vibration of a situation and put the vibration out there so that you influence it to start. And in our vibration, and I've been studying this for a while, from not only from the spiritual, but from the scientific aspects of quantum physics and the energy fields and how, you know, protons can be in one place or another and that there's this mass energy field that we're all part of, that we're all energy. And so our energy influences other people's energy. So put out the energy of starting and be positive. Don't be negative. No doubt. No fear. No doubt. No fear. So turning the wheel over and say, I want to start this. I want them to start this and I'm ready for this. And okay, God, you make it happen. Or higher self, whatever terminology you use there. Spirit, angels, pick your terminology. Let me get into some articles. If anybody else wants to call in, talk about your happiness and what you want to get to be happy. I don't know, get to be happy. You are happy. Okay, so let me pick one of the articles. I think one of the reasons why we're not happy, and this is an article about five ways, and these are all from BeliefNet.com. Seems like BeliefNet had a lot of good articles today to use, so I'm kind of referring to them a lot. BeliefNet.com under wellness. Yeah, and so under wellness, so you can find this. Five ways to stop attracting toxic people, right? Let them go. Are you a toxic people magnet? There are five ways to stop attracting them for good. You ever think of your life? Oh, God, these negative people come in my life. I can't believe this negative. I'm attracting these negative people all the time. They have all these issues and they want to dump on me and they make me feel like crap. Right? No. So this is partly, and I'll let Spirit comment on this as I go through this, and I always hear things to kind of add to it from Spirit. Meet people in new places. Ooh, yeah, the environment. You know, if you're hanging out at bars and kind of dives that are bars, and you're there with a bunch of people that are kind of had a tough life, and really toxic because their wife left them or their boyfriend left them and they lost their job or have this horrible job. Follow me. It's like, wait a minute. Okay. Where do you find yourself hanging out and meeting new people? And when you are meeting new people, what message are you trying to send or receive? Birds of a feather flock together. Toxic people hang out in all the places and come in all forms. If you meet a person or a group of people at a particular spot that all demonstrate toxic behaviors and traits, try to find a more empowering context to meet new people, like a club or group something that you enjoy doing, or a volunteer organization. But you're going to find, as the article says, you're going to find toxic people everywhere. So you need to have those little antennae up to figure out you're talking to a toxic person, a negative person, a person that's just wearing their negativity all over them, right? All their speeches about, oh, woe is me. You know, my sister did this and my mother did that and blah, blah, blah. A place where people tend to be positive, motivated, and uplifting. So it may take some work on your part, but you can find it. And this, again, I go back to my analogy of the whole thing. It's like, okay, I've been going to all the wrong places. I've been taking my car to all the wrong places to direct me, to take me to places where I can meet positive people. So, okay, God, you take the wheel, or spirit, or higher self, take the wheel and take me to places. And synchronicity will start happening in your life. You'll start seeing ads or start seeing things for, wow, that would sound like a lot of fun to do that. That sounds like a fun group of people. Okay. So, God, take the wheel. Take me to some places that are just feel good, and I'm around really positive, inspiring people for the most part. So I can use my analogy in almost any situation where it's turning it over and saying, okay, God, take me here. Eliminate the negatives from your life. Ask yourself, what's in your space? If you're hanging around negative people, negativity will keep surfacing and resurfacing in your space. The best way to eliminate negative people from your life is to simply not hang out around them. They will only bring you down. Now, I have a little side thought on that, and it kind of popped in, is it, you know, people give you gifts, and they give you things, and they bring things into your house. And I'm not saying you should worry about every little thing that comes into your house, but what is the nature of the person that's giving you the gift? Are they negative? Are they positive? And if you're receiving gifts from negative people and negative energy, and that gift is carrying some of that. So either you can say, you know, I'd rather not have the gift. I have too much. I don't need anything else. My house is full of stuff. I don't need any more stuff. Why don't you give it to? Or you can say, thank you very much. And before you really bring it into your house, you cleanse it. You purify it. You remove the negative energy. You could smudge it. You could do whatever you want to do with it. You know, you can bless it, holy water, whatever it takes, but you cleanse that item. And smudging is a good way to do it. And I offer a prayer over it. You know, remove, please, Spirit, God, remove all the negative energy. I would, you know, show me a ritual to remove all the negative energy from this item. Or you just don't take it. That's a little side point. So, if you're accepting things into your life that are negative, you might well look at, I don't want to accept that, or I'm going to do something to purify it. Okay, let me check back you guys. You're still there. Okay, I see you guys. Okay, so moving on with the article. So think about that. When you're receiving gifts, and you know, it's even like you're receiving the mail. I know this is a little fanatical, and I know that, but how positive is your mail person? They're handing you something. Their energy is on it. If you have a negative mail person, aren't you bringing a little bit of negativity, not even the contents of the letter or the bill, whatever it is, but the energy that's coming with it could be a little negative. So what's your environment to purge it, right? I got the smoker going. I got the sage going. I'm burnt sage and everything that walks into my house. I'm cleansing it. I'm blessing it. I'm doing everything I can. But why not? Why not? Okay, that's a little off the beaten path here a little bit, but I'm just kind of like, it came to me as the idea of, if we're letting negativity in our lives, and it's kind of creeping in through gifts, the mail, or packages, because everything has energy, and everything that's been touched by somebody along the road to your dwelling could have negativity in it. So cleansing is probably a very good thing to do, sort of thing. Okay, wait a minute. Where am I? I don't know. Know your own toxic behavior is the next one. Okay. 5 ways to stop attracting toxic people. Yeah, you smudge them as soon as they walk by you, right? Get a little smudger with your sage and smudge everybody, cleanse them, right? A little detox energy on them. Okay, so much for that. I'm having too much fun with that concept. Know your own toxic behaviors. If you're attracting toxic people, it's time for you to be honest with yourself and excuse me. Oh, sudden I had to yawn. Oh my. And acknowledge your own I'm not breathing deep enough when I'm talking, right? And acknowledge your own toxic behaviors and work on them. While some of those behaviors might be clear on the surface, others may be harder to recognize. For those behaviors that aren't so easily to recognize, ask yourself how you've been perpetuating the same behaviors the toxic people you're letting into your life are. So why are you doing it? It's time for a little meditation on it, asking yourself into a quiet spot and saying, you know, what's the toxic behaviors I need to work on? And it'll come to you. It'll surface. Get in a quiet space. Ask God, okay, ask the universe, show me what toxic behaviors I need to work on. And words will come to you, feelings will come to you, emotions will come to you. And you go, yeah, that's it. I know what I'm doing. And they're pretty easy to identify. It's not deep down, you know, deep into your subconscious mind, right? It's pretty easy to identify. Okay, so moving right along here. When we got time, we got about 15, 13 minutes left. If anybody wants to call in and you want to talk about being happy, this is all about being happy. You think about it. If I can find the article again, check your own values. Ooh, this is pretty much the same concept, but it's in the same place a little bit. But it's important that you start looking at your own values and what you want from the people that you involve in your life. Ask yourself, am I living a life of integrity and self-respect? And am I being authentic in my personal relationships? If you're constantly allowing toxic people into your space, the answer to the previous question is probably not. Check your values. And if the people you're attracting aren't uplifting, then it's time to let them go for good. Yeah, being authentic. Are you compromising for other people because you think you need somebody else? Are you compromising your values so that you can be pleasing other people or letting people in your life that actually tear you down, right? That actually tear you down. So check your values. Check your values. I think that's really a cool statement. Check your values. Okay, moving right along. Let's see what's... Ooh, that's the end of them. I thought there was more, but there's not. So let me check back with you guys. Okay, same. No. Okay. We got a few more minutes left on the show. So what shall I do for a few minutes? I think it's... Okay, let's get into this article. And for the lack of callers and questions in the chat room, I always fall back on some articles that are kind of related to the topic that I'm talking about. And this one is about is that Australian or is that, I think it's, I don't know, or Canadian, right? 6 ways to overcome a bad day. Okay, you've had a bad day. You know, like you're not happy. You're having a bad day, and it's like, oh man, I got to get out of this state, this mood. I got to move and allow my happiness to flow back out because I've stuffed my happiness down with all the stuff in my life. So 6 ways to overcome a bad day. When a bad day takes over, it may feel like there's no turning around, no exit visible. Despite the rain cloud that is bestowed down upon you, must remember that this too shall pass. Yeah, bad days come and go, right? Instead of looking, you ever wonder why bad days come and go? Why, you know, what's the reason you're having a bad day? There doesn't seem to be a reason sometimes. Okay, instead of looking for an exit strategy, embrace the bad day by moving past this unfortunate time. Use these 6 ways to overcome a bad day, and you'll be on your way to a brighter skies in no time. You ever have a dream that kind of sets you into a bad day? That happens to me from time to time. I have this dream, and I'm going, it starts me off, and where you have a really cool dream, and you're going, wow, that was really cool, and everything's great and stuff, right? Or you've had a really crummy dream, and the dream is kind of depressing, and it just starts your day off, like, weird place, right? So that's a good time to maybe to use some of these points. Accept it. Everyone wants to blame something or someone any time an unfortunate thing happens in their life. Casting blame, try to accept it. Life is about overcoming the bad and making the best of the time that we are blessed to have each day. Think about it. Everyone has a bad days. It's part of life. The faster you accept it, the faster you can move forward with your day. And you can learn from the situation. You can do differently in the future to avoid these mishaps. Okay, take everything in stride and accept that bad days occur just like good days. Now, they're going to happen. You know, it's from a dream. You know, somebody said something to you and it kicked a memory about your uncle that was really mean to you. And that starts off your day in a really weird direction. So accept it. These things happen. Okay. So let's look at some ideas on changing direction away from a bad day. And I keep checking back to see if you guys are there. Okay, I'm reading something in the chat room, and I'm not sure. I'm not getting the sense of it yet. One day we'll be good. Okay, share my own personal stories, which you're basically saying, describing how you go to where your current spirituality, if that makes sense. The journey. Yes, the journey. We can get into that sometime. Not today, but we can get into my journey. Typical journey. And the challenges. If you're on a journey, it's not all the good that happens to you, but it's also the challenges that happen to you. It's the things that happen that steer you, because I truly believe, if going back to this whole concept of the wheel, if we turn it over to God, that our life has purpose and direction, and we're not fighting it. We're always not trying to grab the wheel and turn it a different direction. If we follow our intuitive self, our in self, our own empathic abilities, that we know where we're going. The outline is there to follow. Okay, so that's getting off track a little bit. So let me get back to the article. And this is kind of related to this in a kind of weird kind of way. Sometimes adding a bit of spontaneity into your day will help to change your bad day. Get off course. Do something that puts you in a better mood. Treat yourself to a coffee. Take 5 minutes and sit outside and greet the sun. Perhaps you need to read through a few motivational quotes to get you excited about the rest of your day. Do something that you will know will change the course of your day. Remember, you're the only one that can bring forth real change. If you're not willing to take action, then your day will continue to be negative. I think that's so true. Absolutely true. Because we're creatures of routine, and we go through routine. And if you start off on a bad day, you're going to go through a routine, which may compound the bad day because you're not changing your state. Tony Robbins talked about changing your state, changing your condition. So maybe you need to stop somewhere on the way to work or start your day a little bit. Maybe you need to go out for a cup of coffee. Or maybe you need to go to breakfast somewhere. Maybe you need to listen to music does it for me. So maybe I need to put on some music if my day starts off bad. You know, or maybe I need to put on a comedian and listen to something that's really funny to change that state, to start laughing, to start feeling good. Finding something that feels good to change your state. Now, I have certain comedians that I listen to which I think are really funny, but that starts to change the state. Or certain music that changes the state, or certain inspirational quotes. Brainyquotes.com is a good place to find quotes from famous people that will help change your state, okay? So just switching gears, getting off in a little different direction. Laugh out loud. it's important to find the humor within your day-to-day. Being able to laugh gives you the power to change the bad instances into a positive, happy ones. Be willing to forge forward with laughter and know that putting a smile will give you the ammo to conquer anything that life puts in front of you. So if you start off in kind of a negative day, you had a bad dream, or somebody yelled at you, or somebody cut you off in traffic and your day starts off kind of crummy, find something really funny to laugh at. Maybe it's that comedian that you love, or maybe it's a series of jokes that you love. Or maybe you can think back in your life when there's some really funny things that happen, like your children or your dog or whatever it is. Find something to laugh that'll change the state. In the moment, you may feel silly or perhaps sad, but later you'll appreciate your ability to move past the negativity that engrossed your day. So it's that shift, doing what it takes to allow your happiness to flow back out, right? It's all about happiness. What's blocking you from your happiness? Okay. Next one's kind of related to this, and I keep checking back to see if anybody has any questions or thoughts or anything like that. And, okay, so we're still with me. I've got a few more minutes. Let me just cover this one point. Relish in a good day. Stop and think about one of the happiest days of your life. Really think about it. What were you wearing? Who was there? What day was it? How was the weather? And perhaps you will feel even know the exact dialogue that makes you happy. Now, I was reading this. Well, let me finish it first. Now make a comment that's kind of related to this. Replay that moment in your head again and again, and you'll be able to put on a genuine smile. Relish in that memory and allow it to evoke the happiness that is waiting to bestow upon your bad day. So you can go back to your memory banks. What was a great day? What was a fun day for you? What day makes you smile? What day that you really enjoy? And you can visualize it. Because your brain doesn't really know the difference between reality and visualization. What you're thinking and what you're visualizing is your brain is accepting it as reality. It's the same as reality. It's going to change and it's going to create new chemicals. And it's going to create the endorphins. And it's going to create all this stuff and into your brain to make you feel better. Okay, so, but then again, I'm thinking, and kind of came to me as I'm reading this, you can always go forward too, thinking of visualizing what you want to be doing that's fun, visualizing the things that are coming up that you know that you're really going to enjoy, that's going to make you feel really good, that trip you're planning, or that evening out that you're planning, or whatever it is that you're planning on doing, start to visualize that. And let that feel-good energy permeate your being, be part of you. Let those chemicals in your brain, those feel-good chemicals, over empower you to feel good, to change your state. It's always about changing your state, isn't it? Getting out of that negative state and into a positive state. Right? Moving out of the negative and into the positive. Very good. You can do that. So what's left on this article? I don't know what's left. Call it a day. I love this one. Call it a day, right? Call it a day. Every now and again, everyone is entitled to an early ending. If you can move commitments and other engagements for another day, then do it. Give yourself a break and call it a day. Sometimes mental health day is exactly what you need to overcome the bad and come out on top. Take time to reset and clear your mind from the anxieties that may be taking over. Call it a day isn't quitting. It's giving yourself a much-needed break from the everyday stresses that sometimes overrule our life. You had a bad day, and it's frustrating. Your job's frustrating. You're just kind of having a bad day. Okay, I'm leaving. I'm going. Instead of going to the bar, you might want to go to the beach. Go into nature. Spend some time in nature. Take a break. Go listen to the birds. Go walk in nature. Get away from what's dragging you down, right? Just take clearing up the head. You know, I've been working on this software issue with this new magazine that I've been taking over, and I can work for a while on it, and it starts to overwhelm me. Then I have to walk away, and okay, go eat something. do something different, because then clarity starts to come in. Oh yeah, maybe I should try this. Maybe this will work. Maybe I'm gonna go look for this. Maybe this was. Oh yeah, I can see where it was doing. Kind of stepping back from the situation and doing something that feels good, like eating, having a good meal, right? Having a glass of wine and a good meal, and or a walk in nature or whatever it might be. Just take a break, right? Take a break. Okay, it's been fun. Today's Friday. Have a great weekend. Again, go to my website. Find me on Facebook. If you want an extended reading, or if you want to donate, go to my website. Or if you want to go to the messenger.info and check it out, please do. So have a beautiful one. Love you guys.